Welcome to Book Bistro, where book enthusiasts come to chat about the books they love in a warm and supportive environment. This episode is airing on Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. Hello, everyone. It's Shannon back with you to talk about some new releases. Not as many as we had last week, but, you know, we can't always have, like, the mother load of books for new releases. But we do have some great stuff to talk about. So let's dive into the usual housekeeping information. And then we'll get started. You can find us on Facebook by searching for Book Bistro Podcast. There we have our usual Facebook page where we keep track of our Wednesday reads and also post information about the Friday episodes. We also have a Facebook listener group that you're welcome to join. And if you prefer a different type of listener group, you can contact us and ask about our WhatsApp group. Both groups are pretty small, not super high traffic, and we would love to have you. If you want to get in touch with us off of social media, you can do so by sending an email to thebookbistropodcast@gmail.com. If you're looking for our main hosting page, where you can find information on the podcatchers that make Book Bistro available to you, you can find that information in our show notes. So as always, I'm starting off with some books that you've heard us mention before on our most anticipated releases of April episode. So I'm starting off with one that Melissa mentioned, and this is The Garden by Claire Beams. And Georgina is looking forward to Toxic Prey. This is the Prey series, book 34 by John Sanford. And Stacy is excited for The Beloved. This is the 22nd installment in J.R. Ward's Black Daggerhood Brother series. So those are books that you've heard us talk about before. But what about books that we haven't mentioned? Okay, starting off with some fantasy, and we're going to do some paranormal romance in here as well. And we have The Thief. This is Black Arrowhead, book 4 by Danica Dark. And Danica Dark writes theories that kind of interlock. There is a suggested reading order for her books, but I think as long as you read each series in order, I think you'll probably do okay. So this one is kind of a spinoff of her 7 series, which of course goes along with her Crossbreed and Marjorie books. So this one is The Thief, and it's Black Arrowhead, book 4 by Danica Dark. We also have a new Leigh Bardugo. This is a standalone called The Familiar, and it's about deadly ambition and magic, lots of political intrigue. It's set in kind of like a magical Madrid, it looks like. So it looks very, very cool, and fans of Bardugo's writing should definitely pick it up. It is The Familiar by Leigh Bardugo. We also have The Hemlock Queen. This is book 2 in the Nightshade Crown series by Hannah Witten. And she has written another series. There's like For the Throne, For the Wolf. But this one is a separate series from those. And these are books that have that really nice young adult and adult crossover. So this one is The Hemlock Queen, Nightshade Crown, book 2 by Hannah Witten. I also want to talk about A Promise of Peridot. This is Sacred Stones, book 2 by Kate Golden. The first book in the series came out last year. I have seen it all over the place. My public library has a really long hold list for book one. I've seen a lot of good reviews about the series. I have not read it. It's being classified as fantasy romance or paranormal romance, and it is A Promise of Peridot, Sacred Stones, Book Two by Kate Golden. Next up is An Enchanting Case of Spirits. This is a debut novel by Melissa Holtz, and it's about a 40th birthday party between four friends, and they end up summoning a ghostly visitor, sort of without meaning to. So if you're looking for something ghosty, this might be for you. It is An Enchanting Case of Spirits by Melissa Holt. We also have a young adult fantasy by Stacey Stokes called The Darkness Rises. And this is about a young girl who can see death before it happens. And apparently she tries to save someone, but it goes wrong. And then she has to deal with the consequences of that. So that, once again, is The Darkness Rises by Stacey Stokes. All right. I want to also mention Bless Your Heart. This is Bless Your Heart, Book One by Lindy Ryan. It's like a mystery, fantasy, horror kind of combo. And it's about a family of women who are undertakers and what happens when the dead become undead. It looks like a lot of fun. It is Bless Your Heart, Bless Your Heart, Book One by Lindy Ryan. All right, let's talk about mysteries and thrillers without horror and fantasy thrown in. I'm starting out with Daughter of Mine by Megan Miranda. This is a standalone adult thriller. She does have some young adult stuff. She even has one that's a little bit kind of speculative. But this is like a straight up psychological thriller, which I would say this is what Miranda is best known for. And it's Daughter of Mine by Megan Miranda. Serafina Nova Glass has a new book this week. This is The Vacancy in Room 10. And these are all standalones that she writes, psychological thrillers. I have not read them yet, although my partner has and really, really enjoys them. A lot of them have to do with domestic violence. So if that is a trigger for you, you might want to just be aware. The Vacancy in Room 10 by Serafina Nova Glass. I also want to tell you about The Fellowship of Puzzle Makers. This is by Samuel Burr, and it's being classified as a cozy mystery. This is one that I know Robin is excited about. It was on her list of most anticipated April releases. She didn't end up talking about it on the episode, but it was one that she gave me as a possibility for something that she might talk about. And it just looks very charming, very fun, a little quirky. So if you're looking for a mystery that's kind of on the cozy end of the spectrum, I would recommend it. It is The Fellowship of Puzzle Makers by Samuel Burr. Okay, so that is all I have for mysteries and suspense. I want to move on now to some historicals. We have a new Christy Cameron book, and this always makes me happy. This is The British Booksellers. And Christy Cameron is one of these authors that really surprised me. I tend not to read a lot of inspirational or Christian fiction. That's just not a thing that I tend to like. But I find myself really drawn to Cameron's writing. She wrote The Ringmaster's Wife several years ago. And I just love that book so much. And ever since then, I've been a big fan of hers. Wrote a World War II novel called The Italian Ballerina that I adore. But this one is The British Booksellers, and it's by Christy Cambrin. And we have a new Amy Harmon book coming out. This is The Outlaw Noble Salt And again, it's by Amy Harmon. And it is the story of Butch Cassidy and singer Jane Dusson and the brief contact that they had when they were young and what happens when they meet again in Paris. So this is like when Butch Cassidy is trying to get out of the outlaw life. Amy Harmon is incredible in every possible way. She's written some contemporaries as well as some historicals, and I think everything she writes is just pure magic. And this is The Outlaw, Noble Salt by Amy Harmon. All right, I'm moving on to some romance. Amy Harmon technically could have been qualified as a historical romance, but I really love her historical detail, all the research that she does. And so I kind of felt like that was more of a historical fiction than a historical romance, but that was just a choice I made in how I chose to classify it. So next up, I'm talking about some contemporary romance, and we have The Prospect. This is by K.T. Hoffman. It is a sports romance between minor league baseball players, and it is a male-male romance. It looks super good. All of the early reviews have been so positive, at least all the ones that I've seen. My library has this, and I am on hold for it. It is The Prospect by K.T. Hoffman. Wild Love. This is the first book in a new series called Rose Hill by Elsie Silver. And if you read books that Kristen usually likes, then Elsie Silver is probably an author that you want to check out. Kristen has talked about some of her books on the podcast before. I think Brooke and Stacy have also read some Elsie Silver. I think Powerless is the book that they talked about on the podcast the most. But this is a new series. So again, it is Wild Love, Rose Hill, Book One by Elsie Silver. We also have The Kiss Countdown by Etta Easton. And this looks like a lot of fun too. It's about an event planner and an astronaut. And they have to, figure out what their relationship is going to be, how it's going to work. And, like, what is it like to be in love with an astronaut? I don't know. But if we read this, we might find out. It is The Kiss Countdown by Etta Easton. And last up this week, we have The Twilight Garden. This is by Sarah Nisha Adams, and it's about feuding neighbors who unite to resurrect a dying garden. And it just looks like one of those, it's very happy, gentle, feel good, like book hug kind of experiences. I think Amber has read a book by this author and talked about it on the podcast, if I'm not mistaken. But this is one that I will definitely be saving for a time when I just need that warm, fuzzy feeling. So this is The Twilight Garden by Sarah Nisha Adams. All right, so that does it for me for this Tuesday morning episode. I hope all is going well for all of you, that you stay safe and well. And of course, you know what I always say, safe and well, and of course, well read. If you would like to let us know your thoughts, you can do that by leaving us a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts or any other platform you use to access the show. And not only does it allow us to see your feedback, but it also helps other book lovers to find us, which is a great thing. So I will be back next Tuesday morning with more bookish fabulousness. And some number of us will be back on Friday with more discussion of great books. Take care, everybody.